Mental health. University and college students in Querétaro County are grappling with escalating mental health issues, significantly impacting their academic performance and overall well-being. This alarming trend has prompted local leaders to take urgent action. Led by the Deputy County Assembly Speaker Eric Bett, who is also the MCA for Kipchoge Ward, and nominated MCA Bavina Serum, a comprehensive initiative is underway to address the root causes of this crisis. These leaders are advocating for increased mental health resources, awareness campaigns, and the integration of mental health services within educational institutions to provide immediate support to affected students. Speaking at a function attended by Querétaro County Tertiary Student Association, KECOTSA, held at Nishkam St. Pern Singh Institute, NSPSI, Bett said that mental health challenges were mainly contributed by financial constraints, unemployment and lack of proper guidance by parents and the community. "We are taking a bill to the County Assembly, the Youth Empowerment Bill 2024. The bill will be advocating for the 30% share to youths in every sphere of the county activities, including the contracts and tenders. Secondly, the county should know the fields where each and every comrade is specified on to help in linking them with opportunities when they arise," said Bett. Querétaro County has been struck by a disturbing rise in student suicides, with 8 cases reported in 2024 alone, according to Serum. The nominated MCA highlighted that many of these tragic incidents were linked to social problems, including relationships issues. "The alarming trends need better mental health support and intervention strategies within the community," he said. Serum expressed deep concern over the situation, emphasizing the urgency of addressing the underlying issues that were pushing these young individuals to such desperate measures. He urged students to seek help and speak openly about their struggles. "I encourage all students to speak up whenever they have issues. It's crucial that we create environments where young people feel safe to share their problems, both in our schools and at home. By fostering a culture of openness and support, we can reduce the stigma surrounding mental health and prevent further tragedies. We all have a responsibility to safeguard the well-being of our youth and ensure they receive the care and understanding they need," she spoke. Other speakers at the event urged the youth to steer away from pitfalls like drug abuse and alcoholism, saying that they were destructive to individual lives and communities. Through reports and statistical evidence, the youth were encouraged to embrace healthier lifestyles. The message resonated deeply, fostering a sense of empowerment among attendees to resist peer pressure and seek support when needed. Amidst the discourse on avoiding harmful practices, the spotlight shifted towards nurturing entrepreneurial spirit. Speakers shared inspiring narratives of individuals who transformed their passions into successful ventures, embodying the ethos of innovation and resilience, encouraging the audience to harness their creativity and resourcefulness. The leaders emphasized the importance of self-empowerment through entrepreneurship. Practical insights and actionable advice were offered, empowering youths to explore avenues for economic independence and contribute meaningfully to society. In a globalized world teeming with opportunities, the event served as a beacon of enlightenment, illuminating pathways to success beyond borders. The leaders expressed that there are many possibilities out there, from educational pursuits to career advancement. Through first-hand accounts, an expert explained that while out there, they should seize the opportunities available.